Well, the first concert was in London at the Royal Festival Hall, and it was only, I think, about 3-4 months after she died, and like it's a haze, you know. It was like we sang so much sort of through tears and strange emotions. But what happened is that we had asked Joe Boyd to do that, to produce that show, because he produced Kate and Anna's first couple records and he knows their stuff really well. And that concert was like such an amazing concert. It was very spiritual in a very crazy way. It got like 3 or 4 5-star reviews in English newspapers, and we were sort of like, well, let's have Joe do it again, because that works, you know. And so we kept him along to do all of the shows. You know, I think that after doing it, we realized that we needed to do it again. We realized we needed to do it again in New York and continue, because it was just sort of scratching the surface of really how much Rufus and I and Anna really wanted people to hear her songs again, and also to have other people, like big stars, sing her songs. Big stars other than Rufus and I, but stars like Nora Jones and Anthony and Linda Thompson and Jimmy Fallon, all these people sing her songs, because then you really hear how beautifully and perfectly crafted they really are.
I wanted to play one from here, which is one that I was not familiar with, and I find it's for good reason, because it was only a demo, is one called Saratoga Summer Song that Teddy Thompson sings. Were you aware of that song?
No. You know, I mean, like... You know, I wasn't a good kid. You know, I wasn't a good daughter. You know, I knew I was a really big fan. I, of course, still am, of my mom and my aunts. And I was, like, envious of her in many ways. And I knew a lot of this stuff. But I was not researched, really, to know everything about them. And so there were discoveries here for me, too. It's like even after she died, there just was, more was revealed, you know. And that's really interesting when someone dies, too, because then I started hearing all these incredible stories from her friends from when she was young, about how crazy she was and wild and, like, you know, this crazy stuff. And you just sort of, you think you know somebody really, really well, and then, you know, even more is revealed. And as you peel the layers and you get more and more into this material, it's really the description of someone's life, and it's kind of amazing.
So one can assume that this song at least refers to those crazy wild days.
Yes, yeah.
Even if it may have been written then. This is a really great song called Saratoga Summer Song that Teddy Thompson does live.
We were nice young adults. We proved ourselves. We showed results like cats and dogs who'd undergone a fix. Fashionably cynical, and love to us was clinical. Long ago, we gave up getting our kicks.
It's one of Kate McGarrigle's songs that you may not know unless you've already picked up Sing Me the Songs, which is the new compilation taken from the concerts that were done in honor of Kate McGarrigle, one of Kate's songs. And Martha Wainwright, her daughter, is here with us today. And so you kind of answer this in the film, but I just love, maybe you would expand a little bit about the first time you realized what your mother did, because she was just your mother, and yet you had at some point realized that she didn't just sing around the house.
No, I think it was at nighttime when I had her to myself, and she would sing to me lullabies, and one in particular called Go Tell Aunt Rhody. It's like really sad. It's about a goose dying and in a barn and the tragedy, and the one that was being saved to make a feather bed. Anyways, it's as these lullabies generally are, kind of, you know, farm death related.
Right,
And anyway, so, you know, when she just would sing it to me, although in a really kind of small lullaby-like voice, you know, I think, I could hear that the voice was, like, you know, hitting all of the notes perfectly, but also the intent of the words just seemed like a magical performance. You know, I felt like, you know, it was like being in a movie or something. I was like, this is like a moment, you know, what I heard. I mean, I guess everyone feels that way when their mother sings to them, but it just seemed that the natural musicality was just flowing out of her in such a way that was just so remarkable.
Do you remember the first time you saw her perform on stage?
No, I mean, it's all confused, you know. I mean, I remember, you know, the thing about Kate and Anna McGarrigle, what they did is they put their kids first and they put their family first. And so they became kind of these artists who were really respected and really like appreciated and loved by all of the other musicians and people in the record company that were working in the music business. And they were at home like with accordions and cooking and doing weird things and being like really bohemian. And also that they were weirder before. They only made their first record when they were like 30, 31 years old. They already had, Kate already had Rufus and I Was on the Way. It was like all backwards, you know, it was all like done like incorrectly. And so, you know, I remember the few times that they would go out on the road. You know, like they got, I went asked to go to Australia, so that of course they went. And then, you know, when my mother came back, you know, just the, I remember the koala toys and all the rest of it. You just go, this is so weird that my mom is doing this. And, you know, so when I saw what she did and when I saw her on stage and when I saw her playing and performing, it made me very excited. It made me very excited because in our neighborhood, we grew up in kind of a fancy neighborhood. Nobody else's mom did that. You know, that just seemed like such a wonderful thing and a rare thing for a woman to do, so...
You know, it's interesting seeing these concerts in this film that in some ways it kind of reminds me of what your family has done for so long. You do the family concerts all the time. We just had a hole in them, you know, where Kate would be standing. But and your first singing would have been in the house? In that kind of a situation?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's sort of the thing where they describe Kate and Anisha as being like in their living room. It's kind of really true in a way. You know, we had a tendency to work stuff out, you know, on stage where maybe we should have worked it out in a rehearsal studio or something. But yeah, it was a very kind of, you know, getting Anna now to like rehearse or getting into it, it's like, it drives Rufus crazy because Rufus is much more disciplined, like my dad, for instance. Much more disciplined. And, you know, Anna's like, you know, stirring some soup pot, you know, and she's like folding clothes. I mean, it sounds like she's like a domestic, you know, like a housemaid. That's not what I mean. Or she's on the internet or something. You know, that's just like the kind of, and then she doesn't want to do it the same way twice. And then, oh, cut to the show. Let's pick up the tempo. Let's change the key. You know, she's like, ah! It's like, you can't. And so it's just this kind of attitude towards it that is very, like we're all doing it at home, like it's a fluid thing, you know.
Well, speaking of singing the songs, you have your guitar with
you. Yeah, I do.
Maybe you want to do one that you do on the concert, or
yeah, sure. I'll do one that opens up the film that Rufus and I do because we realized that when we were doing these concerts that we were rehearsing and. We didn't sing anything together. And I thought, you know, we really should try and do that. People might like that. So this is a song that my mom wrote with Anna and her other sister, Janie, for a musical that was never produced, which, anyways, it's called I'm a Diamond.
I should have known better. They warned me from the start. The gentleman who climbed the ladder, heed the rules but not the heart. They're blinded by the promise that if they play the game, their star will rise. They never look to see what shines right before their very eyes. I am a diamond in a setting that's wrong, an unspoiled gem that's brilliant and strong, and I will find a way to take what is mine. of my dust. Not Neptune's trident or Mercury's wings, Circe's powers or Saturn's rings. I want to end the search.
Martha Wainwright singing live in the Cafe Studios today with I Am a Diamond, a song that she sings on stage in the Sing Me the Songs That Say I Love You documentary with her brother, with Rufus Wainwright, solo version today. You know, so many people rebel against their parents. You and Rufus, and if you look, you know, further than that, your father's other daughter, Lucy, sings. Predestination, or what are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. It's so hard to say. I mean, I think that my mother and my father were very, and still are, he, of course, very appealing people. I always wanted to emulate them in a way, and that, I think probably because of how free they were and how spirited, you know, that they were quite inspirational, you know, and so there were no real constraints to rebel against, maybe, in a way. And I think it's also in my case, because my brother Rufus, it's sort of obvious that from a very young age, you know, he's so musical and driven and ambitious. So this was a really good profession for him, you mm-hmm. know. And but for me, I'm lazy or lazier in a way. And music is fun. And it's, you know, I didn't have another thing that I was particularly good at. You know, nothing else presented itself. I mean, I was all right in school, but I wasn't, you know, I wasn't particularly interested in science or law or any other profession that could lead me into something else, any other subject, really. So music, when I started singing, I saw Rufus. I was singing with Rufus, and I loved the attention that he was getting, and so I wanted to try doing it. And I didn't know if I could do it. And that, I think, was the other thing, is that, you know, I got a guitar, and I secretly went into a room and started to write songs. And I presented them to my mom and to Rufus. And you know, I wasn't that young. I was like 17 or something. And I think that the fact that they thought that they were good and they were pretty good, you know, for first songs, I think was sort of the green light. Yeah, I think if it had been, you know, I was really encouraged, you know, even though I perhaps don't have the best personality to be a successful person.
Meaning that you're not as driven, or?
Well, I work really hard. Like, I work, like, sometimes too hard, but I want to do everything. Like, I pick up everybody's instrument, or I, like, drive myself there, and I sort of, like, go, like, play for nobody and don't care how much money I'm getting paid and all that stuff. But, you know, that kind of really focused self-confidence that and create like creating a persona or whatever that it is that really pushes you to the top, or saying what people want you to want you to say, or doing what people want you to do in the industry, I've always had a bit of a trouble with.
Your mother's dealing with her cancer and her death. People kind of knew about it in a way, and I'm wondering what it was like for you all on the inside to how she dealt with it.
It wasn't an acceptance, but I think that by the time she was diagnosed, she knew that she was quite far along, and she always was calculating this possibility, and she was doing it in such a way to not become depressed around us, to make us depressed about it. And so I think that yes, she retained hope, and she went through chemotherapy and surgeries and tried dietary things and all the rest of it, but never had this attitude of I'm gonna beat this thing.
But what an outpouring of support for you, the family, after she died as well. I mean, just to get these concerts together so quickly. You talked about that first one being just 4 months.
Yeah.
That's just amazing.
It's so kind of weird. I mean, I think that like a lot of people might be like, you know, your mother's just died and you want to like get up on stage. It's disgusting.
Right.
You know, it's just like, I think it's sort of what we do. It's for me, it was almost like, it almost felt like a funeral or like a wake or some like Irish thing or something, you know, like this, like, and of course we had to do it on a stage because, you know, it's Rufus and I, and, you know, and also Kate was an incredible artist, and we want to remind people of that over and over again. And all these singers were up there at the ready to sing these songs, of course, you know. And so it just seemed like kind of like a public funeral, or I don't want to say funeral, but kind of like more like a celebration. And it just was like the most obvious thing, you know, for us to do. And also I think that, of course, you know, music and singing it and the power of it really is kind of the closest form, at least that I have, to religion in a way. And so that kind of act of singing this person's song and opening up your soul and being together with your family and doing it is just sort of a way to keep them alive and to sort of keep their spirits as close as possible, you know, wherever, if their spirit exists or whatever, even if it's in our minds, you know, just to just not let it go. I didn't want to let her go. I didn't want to, like, okay, she's gone. It's like, no, let's, like, do, you know, let's just keep it going, you know. It's, I guess we couldn't help it.
Yeah, on Sing Me the Songs and in concert, we've sort of in some ways been concentrating on some of the lesser-known songs. I Am a Diamond, of course, was one people didn't really know that you did. But there were some wonderful versions of the ones people know better. You know, Kiss and Say Goodbye, you all did that. And Talk to Me of Mendocino, just such a beautiful, beautiful song. And you said you'd work that out?
I did. I don't know if you want to hear my version or Nora Jones's. I think hers might be better, but I will try it for you and you can decide.
All right.
I will try my... The state of old New York, my home away from home. The state of New York, I came of age when first I started roaming. And the trees grow high in New York State. It's all.
South Bend, Indiana, flat out on the western plains, rise up over the Rockies and down on into California, out to where but the rocks remain, and let the sun set on.
Lovely. Talk to me of Mendocino. Martha Wainwright doing her her mom's song, Kate McGarrigle's song. That is sung in the film on stage. The film's going to be the songs that say I love you, as you mentioned, by Nora Jones, with you and Rufus doing the backups.
Yeah. But, yeah, I know. At one point, Nora wanted me to sing backup with her, and the two of us were going to do it, and then Rufus was like, I'm not singing on this song. He was like, insisted.
Well, it worked.
It totally did.
Hey, Martha, thank you so much. Tell me about the foundation.
Yes. Okay. I want to. All of this stuff we've been doing is all the money that goes towards all the millions of dollars that we're raising at these shows. I tell you, starting foundations and not being a millionaire doesn't make any sense. But anyways, the money that we do raise from people's generosity goes to the Kate McGarrigle Foundation towards finding a cure for sarcoma, clear cell sarcoma in particular, or any kind of sarcoma. Sarcoma is a kind of cancer that Kate had, and it's called an orphan cancer because it's kind of rare, and there's not a lot of research money that goes into it, like breast cancer or things like that. So a lot of people die from it. But also, we've kind of opened up the Kate McGarrigle Foundation to not only finding a cure for this type of cancer and other cancers, but also just to sort of promote her legacy. And I think we want to do things also with music and the healing powers of music for people who are suffering from these illnesses. It's also a young person's disease. A lot of kids get it. So there's a lot to do. And so we're just at the beginning stages of this. And you know, what we do is we sing songs, and that's how we know how to raise money. And so we're just trying to continue to work towards helping people who have suffered the same way that she has, because it's devastating.
Well, you can support it by seeing the film, which is going to be on demand. Sing me the songs to say I love you. And there's this wonderful double album as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.